Welcome back to the Pass the Broccoli podcast. In our last episode, we talked about how we embarked on this journey and the carousel of RVs we evaluated and finally settled in on the one that fit our current travel style, which was the Class B RV. In this episode, we will talk more about our Class B RV. So, let's get into it. The Class B RV we finally settled on was the Winnebago Travato KL. This van is a 2019 and is on a Ram ProMaster 3500 chassis. The KL is an open floor plan with beds on each side of the van, with a bathroom in the back, and the L is for the lithium battery system, which allows us to be self-contained by supplying power all the time from the lithium batteries and not reliant on shore power, which provides greater flexibility. This van is front-wheel drive. Most Class B vans are rear-wheel drive. For you motorheads out there, it has a V6 Pentastar and is the same engine as the Jeep Wranglers. The gas mileage on this van is around 17 miles per gallon, which is much better than any other RV out there. Now, let's talk about the exterior. The Travato is semi-stealth looking. It does have an air conditioner box on top and some solar panels to help with the charging of the lithium batteries. The solar can keep up with the system overhead and running the refrigerator, as well as provide a small charge surplus. It has a ladder for roof access on the back. We added a spare tire holder and spare tire, as it does not come standard with either, and we replaced the stock accordion-style cheap screens with the roll-off screens. We also added sumo springs, which gave it a 2-inch lift, which helps with ground clearance. Of course, when we did all these aftermarket upgrades, the next year's model came with all these upgrades standard. There is also an awning on the passenger side to sit out and enjoy the venue, and it has 110 outlets and LED lights outside for your accessories as well. The dump and power areas are on the rear driver's side of the van. It does come with a 30-amp power cord for those times you do need to plug into shore power. More on that later. The van has two rear doors that open up to the bathroom. You can choose to use the built-in shower, or if you are like me, there is an external shower available when you open the rear doors, and Dory will hose me off with that, as I find that more refreshing, and I don't have to worry about covering the interior shelves. Now, moving to the interior of the van, it has the Volta power system, a 3000-watt inverter to power all your devices, such as microwave, refrigerator, air conditioner, TV, radio, and other devices plugged into your 110-volt or USB ports. It also has a max air fan that will allow you to open your windows and create a cross-flow breeze inside the van. If you are like me, I like to open the side and rear doors, put down the roll-off screens, open the windows, and create the constant breeze with that fan. Of course, it would depend on where you are parked. It has a toilet, sink, and shower in the back of the van, and also has a Truma hot water and heat system that runs on propane or electric. It also has a 2-propane burner stove to cook or heat things up. And the microwave is also a convection oven. It has a kitchen sink for the dishes or other needs, and has a 24-inch TV with HDMI ports for entertainment or work options. The twin beds can be converted to a king by adding the table piece in the middle, and it creates a storage area under the bed, but it does make it more difficult to get to the bathroom. The front seats swivel around, and there are tables that pull out to make small desks for each seat if needed. Now that I have covered the van, let's talk about its pros and cons. The pros are that it is one of the easiest RVs to park, as it is similar to a full-size truck and is 21 feet long and is one of the easiest RVs to back up. Getting gas versus a traditional gas motorhome is a breeze, other than paying for it. As I mentioned above, the gas mile is good at about 17 mpg. There is no noisy generator, but you get all the power of a traditional generator with the Volta system. Also, as stated above, lithium power means you are self-contained most of the time and don't have to plug into shore power. If you take long trips, the flexibility of this van is great for overnight stops to break down the driving days without having to have campground reservations and planning them out. There is easy access for the passengers to get to the bathroom, refrigerator, and even cook if needed while not having to stop. When exploring, you have your RV with you all the time, with your items, versus a traditional RV that is at the campground, and you have to have a vehicle or other means of transportation to do your exploring with. When driving, due to the height of the van, you can be less concerned with travel routes that have bridges or overhangs. When you drive the van, the batteries charge back up with the second alternator made just to charge them up. This van is the perfect RV for short-stay trips in which you keep moving from place to place exploring and scouting out places. There are numerous service options for the chassis at Ram dealers across the country, and one of the big ones is that these RVs tend to get more flexibility from some HOAs, where traditional RVs are strictly prohibited. Now let's talk about some cons. There is not as much interior room as traditional RVs. They cost more than travel trailers, fifth wheels, and most Class C motorhomes. They tend to have lower ground clearance than traditional RVs, and when you have your RV serviced, you have no transportation or nowhere to stay until the service is completed, unless you make alternate arrangements. One of the most important cons I tell people is that these RVs are not great for long-term stays. Because it is lithium, you consume your battery, and when it gets low, you have to charge it back up by driving a couple of hours, or with your solar panels. The only other way to charge it up is to plug into shore power. If you are going somewhere to stay a week, you will probably want to plug into shore power once you return to your destination, which means you will need a campground reservation, and must plan that out. Also, the gray and black tanks are much smaller than a traditional RV, roughly 10 to 12 gallons each, with the fresh water tank being 18 gallons. Running the air conditioner consumes the batteries the quickest, which means for long stays, you will need to be plugged in to use it a lot. Okay, I have covered quite a bit about our van, and let me give you my summary and advice about these types of RVs. These are perfect if you are constantly on the move, staying somewhere no longer than a day or two. You will love it. If you are a destination-only traveler and stay for extended days, weeks, or more, you probably won't like this RV. I would advise you look for a Class C RV that has lithium. I think they are starting to roll those out now. You will get the space and power you need from this type of RV, with okay gas mileage, with the comfort to adapt to longer stays if you find a place you want to visit longer. Well, that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please give us a thumbs up or like and consider subscribing to be notified of future episodes. And speaking of future episodes, in our next episode, we begin to embark on our Northeast state journey where we talk about our New England state travels. This will be a multi-episode discussion, so I hope you listen in on our journey. Until next time.